it's like that time of year now.
What time?
When the weather's like getting out of whack, where it's like slowly but steadily climbing warmer.
Finally, right?
After I know.
Shit, the depressing shit winter, yeah.
Shit winter, having getting sick God knows how many times. Like, yeah. God damn it, pal, I'm sick again!
Are you really?
No. Okay. That would be my reaction. And like, but like, I'm just glad it's slowly getting warmer. And you know what's one thing that I noticed every time when the summer's about to come?
What?
You know summer's on the way when the radio's playing Nelly and Kelly Rowland, Dilemma. Completely random.
What? That's a throwback.
It is a throwback. Anyway, whenever I listen to it, I'll just be like, God damn it, pal!
Oh, that's a nice little thing you got going on there.
What? I've been just watching a lot of, not watching, listen to a lot of Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, by the way, folks. If it's a great podcast, if you're into like the behind-the-scenes aspect of wrestling, if you're a big wrestling nut like me. And back in the 90s, Vince McMahon used to say everything with, God damn it, pal! Well, damn it, we can't have Austin do that! Or like, and he had such a, compared to now, where he's like,
He has a deeper, iron-fist voice.
Strong, masculine voice. No, like, God damn it, pal, I want that voice! Anyway, folks.
You know what I say? I say, holy shit, it's another episode of Pharaoh's Halftime, and welcome back, everybody. We have a lot of things to talk about.
Antonio's got a huge boner right now because of, you guys know, the events of this week.
Sorry if it's touching you, by the way, because it's
It's, you know what? If I was a chick, I'd let you hit.
Let's not go down that road.
No, but I'm kidding.
Who weren't kidding were my boys, Tottenham Hotspur. We are in the Champions League semi-final, but we didn't do it the proper way, Anton. We're not going to get to that just yet, because you know I have to play my anthem, and I will play it in a few short moments. So let's recap something else while I get that ready.
Well, I guess we'll just recap the Europa League. God damn it. Let me tell you something about Chelsea.
Wow.
We'll play world-class football for the first 45 minutes. Yeah. Come halftime, you watch them, and you're just like, who booked this shit? God damn it, Bruce!
Man, you're really on that goddamn stuff today.
Oh, it's great. I like it, actually. I think I'm going to make it a catchphrase now. But no, you just watch this. We were all cylinders firing the first half.
Yeah.
Second half, it's like, these guys are like getting schooled. It's like, it's like the episode of The Simpsons where it's a treehouse of horror and Homer Simpson has his brain taken away by Mr. Burns.
Oh, God.
It's like someone took away their brains and they're just soulless, lifeless bodies.
But you know what's interesting about Chelsea? That they're not in the Champions League.
Hold this up. Don't talk about Europa League. Yeah, there's a schedule to keep. We're going to do this.
That is exactly what Chelsea are not, because they are in the Europa League. They play on Thursday nights, and my boys, the boys from London, the true team of London, the team all in lily white, are in the Champions League semi-finals. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, as good old Chris Tucker would say, in Rush Hour? I'm Lee, and you're Tito, alright, or Toto, or whatever the hell it's called.
I'm Michael, and you're Toto.
Tito. I'm the emperor, I'm the president, I'm the king.
Folks, he can't even get his Jacksons right. That's how euphoric he is right now. Because this is the first time that Spurs have made it into the semifinals of the Champions League, am I correct? And it will hopefully be the last time. Because this was a fluke that will never happen. I just wanted to get a reaction out of you. They did do the salad for the rest of the world, though.
No more Pep. Pep, and I know that's his favorite manager in the world.
No, it's not. Don't disrespect. they have Tottenham. As much as I hate them, I have to thank them for foiling the FA's plot and UEFA's plot to protect Pep and make him look like the greatest coach in the world. When he is the biggest
fraud
on the planet. He only got lucky because he inherited a super team. Yep. He inherited the greatest class to come out of La Masia.
Messi. Xavi. Iniesta. Puyol. All these Valdez. All these players. But
David Villa. He bought David Villa. He had Samuel Eto'o that one season.
Let me tell you something here, Anton. You know how everyone's like, oh, you know, Pep's gonna the best manager in the world.
He's not. And, he's losing Leroy Sané. Leroy Sané don't even want to sign a contract with him.
And, he, you know, Manchester City, they're one of the richest club in the world. Money can't buy you success. Spurs haven't made a signing all year, and we were going through chaos, and I'm currently dancing while saying this because of how awesome and happy I am right now. But yeah, F Pep, F City, Spurs did it. The big old Spaniard that with his hip slash elbow slash I don't know what you want to do with it, but who cares because it went over the freaking line. Thank you, VAR. I'm not saying that you guys made us win, but you definitely had a played a part, and it was fair. At the end of the day, Anton, it was fair. What do you think?
No, it was fair.
I think it was fair.
It was a great...
Aguero's pass, or Aguero was offside leading up to the fifth goal from Raheem Sterling. The VAR... okay, by the way, apparently the handball rule that everyone is like raving about with Llorente's goal actually goes into effect June 1st. That, like, whether it's, like, deliberate versus not deliberate and, like, if it's a handball and all this stuff. That that specific rule and how they're interpreting it and saying that it's a handball, it goes into effect June 1st. So, based off of the current written rules by FIFA and how it's interpreted, it is not a handball. Because you cannot score with your hand. And his hand was clearly and not in a, like, deliberate position. And he did not physically score with his hand. It barely touched his elbow. It hit onto his hip. The hip... scored the goal like good old Shakira. Thank you so much. I don't know what it is with the Spaniards and them hips can't lie. Like Gerard Piqué.
Shakira is actually Argentine.
I'm talking about Gerard Piqué. Gerard
Piqué actually hates Spain. He just likes Catalonia better.
It doesn't matter. Another team that is in the freaking Champions League semifinals is Barcelona, who got rid and swept away Manchester United. The good old Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was going to do the all the way. Let's go, Ole.
Ole's on the wheel, some shit like that.
Yeah, he was on the wheel back to Old Trafford with nothing going on except the sixth place position in the Premier League. See you around.
This kid got an ego all of a sudden. Holy shit, folks. This kid... God damn it.
Holy shit, I've been a fan of Spurs since 2007. It's been over 10 years of us not getting recognized and not being the force that I've always wanted us to.
Is this how Cleveland Brown fans are going to feel when they start winning games again?
Let me just bask in the ambience.
Okay, Chris Jericho, drink it in, man.
Drink it in, man. You smell that fresh humidifier in your room? It smells awesome.
It does.
It doesn't smell like pollen. Doesn't smell like the Europa League on Thursday nights.
I actually like Thursday nights.
Fine, me too, because Europa League's lit this year, and I take all that back.
And plus, we had the greatest memories on Thursday nights, because that's when SmackDown used to air.
Yes, that's...
Well, just saying.
That's for our wrestling podcast to be determined at another time. But let's go through these Champions League results, shall we?
Yeah, of course.
Spurs in. I'm hyped. We got Ajax. Ajax, though.
But we haven't gone over the full results before we go over the next, like...
Oh, okay. You want to go over, like, the first leg of City Spurs?
No, we went over the first leg last week.
Oh, did we? Oh, I'm losing track, man. This whole Spurs scenario has got me wacky.
Okay, I'll take the wheel on this.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So, second leg, it was just a goal thriller.
Yeah.
It was a thriller, like... Tottenham come in with the advantage of the away goal.
Yep. No, we had the home goal. We played
the home goal. Excuse me. The home goal. Excuse me. City, they have home field advantage. Maybe Spurs could bottle up. Maybe City could be City.
Yep.
Play that tiki taka bullshit.
Got their first goal in the first 5 minutes.
Yes.
And I thought, all right, see you around. It's a wrap. They're going to beat us like 5-0. But Heung-min Son, the coming hero. Up with a quick
no,
fire.
By the way, let's point out that they had no Kane.
Yep.
They had no Sissoko.
He got injured middle of the first half. Yep.
They had no Dier.
Yep. Dier sucks.
They had no Winks.
No Winks. Dele Alli was playing with a broken hand.
Play with a broken hand?
Yep.
I didn't even notice that.
Yep, he was wearing a cast on his hand.
Jerseys are white for Tottenham. Don't figure. You can't tell.
They were wearing green, by the way.
Whatever. I didn't watch the game. I saw the highlights.
You should watch the game, my friend. I rewatched.
I'm sorry. I had work, and I'm not a fan of Tottenham.
Oh, see you around. Anyway, go ahead.
Regardless, this kid's dying of laughter. He's happy. He's excited. He's dancing.
I don't know what to feel, honestly. I really don't.
So in the span of 3 minutes, Son gets a goal. Gets two goals.
Yep. And two awesome goals, by the way.
There are two awesome goals. And Bernardo Silva comes in.
Luckily.
Yep.
Gets just crept in.
Crept in. Then 10 minutes later, Raheem Sterling with another goal.
5 goals, first 21 minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
That's fastest in Champions League history.
It was.
It's craziness.
Then Aguero to break all
Spurs hearts.
Spurs hearts.
Yep.
And then the Spanish hero, Conte's favorite veteran back in Juventus.
Yes. I don't even know how to describe him. As what's his name from like BN Sports, the one that does the Barcelona games?
Oh, Ray Hudson?
Yeah, he would say something like
Magisterial!
Magisterial!
The Spanish wizard!
Spanish stallion with his hair silkier than oils too. I don't know.
God, what kind of coke does that guy do before he calls a game?
I really don't know. And he thinks of this stuff like on the spot.
He does.
Great, very creative of him.
Like, props to him. Major props. So yeah, and then Raheem Sterling at the 90th.
93rd.
Yeah, the third minute of stoppage time. He scores a goal, and you see Spurs fans' hearts breaking.
Do you see? I was.
You see Pochettino? He was like broken for a second.
I was broken too. I literally had my head in my hands, and I said, "I knew it. This was too good to be true. What was I thinking? This is only Tottenham. I've been a fan for over 10 years." And then I look up, and I see the magical blue sign.
And you see the refs talking. The guy, what's it? They're on their headphones. They're discussing it with the linesman, discussing it with the command center, and all of a sudden, VAR. No goal pops up in the screen,
and then you see the
weight of the world come off Pochettino when you see his face. He was pale.
Yes,
and you see the blood flowing back and like his color coming up.
And then you see Pep on the other hand just drop to his knees,
crying
in disappointment. And honestly, folks, that is the beauty of soccer. So much emotion, so much passion, so much energy and blood running through your veins that it just messes with your emotions, man.
So Man City win the game, but they did not win the war.
Nope.
As Tottenham win because of the away goal advantages.
Thank God. Thank God.
It ends at 4-4 aggregate, 4-3 Man City. Tottenham advance in the next into the semifinals
against the good old, the old powerhouse, the new up-and-comers.
The former powerhouse, the new blood.
The new guard, as you would call it for your Chelsea boys in the future. The new Ajax. Guard of Ajax, who, by the way, I am calling it right now. Spurs will beat Ajax.
Don't count them out.
I am not counting Ajax out, but I'm going to tell you my reasoning why after we recap what happened here. Because Ajax have knocked out Real Madrid and have not knocked out
Ronaldo. I'm going to say one thing and one thing about Juventus.
Go ahead.
Midfield. That midfield needs an overhaul. The games are won in the damn midfield. You cannot, just because you signed Cristiano Ronaldo, you cannot win on a midfield of just Pjanic.
And that's it.
Because who do you have?
Matuidi.
Matuidi. He's old.
He's getting old. Kadira. Way past his
prime. Way past it.
Bentancur's still up and coming.
He's still young.
Yeah.
Who else?
That's it.
They have also
Emre Can.
Emre,
who's inconsistent.
He's very inconsistent.
So the only,
but there's a reason why they signed Aaron Ramsey, boys.
Yep.
And they're paying him top dollar.
Yep.
So
they need another midfielder.
They need another midfielder. It came out with a report today
on Bleacher.
No, on Bleacher Report. Juventus.
He would be perfect right now for Juventus.
Oh, he'd be perfect. Apparently, it could still work out.
Yeah, depending
apparently,
on if Manchester United make Champions League or not.
Pogba had a bust-up with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
According to multiple reports, which we will not name. But imagine Pjanic, Aaron Ramsey, and Paul Pogba. Doesn't sound like the very not, like ringing off the tongue or nice on the ear trio, but they could get some serious work on the pitch.
It's a dangerous midfield.
You got literally all box-to-box midfielders.
Also, they're trying to sell Dybala.
I could see that happen.
To Inter. And Inter's willing to pay top dollar for him. All because, according to this report from Calcio Mercato,
mm-hmm.
they want the king.
Who?
Mohamed Salah.
Juve?
Juve want him paired up with Ronaldo, because Ronaldo, he's like LeBron James.
Yeah.
Whatever team he comes to, he becomes the general manager.
Yeah.
He's like,
I sign this guy and sign that guy.
Exactly. I want transfers. No.
Yeah.
Soon. And you just see Angeli going, Well, God damn it, make some signings!
Holy shit, we're gonna get Salah and Pogba and Delit.
And it also makes things sweeter when Antonio Conte, my beloved Conte, comes out in an interview today saying, I will announce where I go in June.
In June? You know what's funny?
My guess, they cannot stay with Allegri.
That's it. You kept saying midfield, midfield, midfield. I was gonna say Allegri out, Allegri out.
Oh, no, no, no. I was going to get to Allegri out. I've been saying Allegri out. You can't have someone who constantly bottles it at the Champions League. Juventus fans can live without winning the Scudetto.
They're about to be on the brink of 8 in a row.
Yeah.
They will be all right with the Scudetto.
They don't care. It's like, you talk to any Juventus fan.
Yeah.
I don't care about the Scudetto, man. Exactly. I want the Champions League.
Yep. Like, the freaking, what's it called? The Coppa Italia. They're like, you know, we won it so many times. We'll be all right.
Exactly.
They're gunning for the Champions League. And for, I don't know, when was the last time Juventus won the Champions League? It's been so long. And a team of that caliber really should be in the constantly competing and in the semifinals at least every single year, given the caliber of that team and how big of the team they are and given their history. Yeah. And now that they have Ronaldo, they need reinforcements, man.
So I pulled up the page. Mm-hmm. So here are the 6 signings that they're looking at.
Salah.
Salah is one of them.
Yep.
For defense, looking at Samuel Umtiti.
Nice.
Because we know that...
he has that connection with...
not even. We know that... Okay, how much longer... Chiellini could still go.
Yeah, not, but he's like 37.
Exactly.
Bro.
Bonucci could still go.
Yeah.
Chiellini's on his last legs, and Barzagli, he's just announced his retirement.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's announced his retirement.
Yeah.
You can't just depend on Daniel Rugiani.
Exactly.
So.
They need another fresh defender.
They are looking at Samuel Umtiti.
Mm-hmm.
Also, other players that they're looking at are 2 from Benfica, the duo of Yao Felix.
Yeah.
And Ruben Dias.
Okay.
Nicolo Zaniolo from Roma.
Roma, that would be a good signing for them.
And Federico Chiesa from Fiorentina.
That would be fire.
And Juventus do have the cash for this.
They do.
They don't spend, and they are bargain hunters.
See, but all those players that you just said are not midfielders. So they could have the same issue where, yeah, they stack up on wingers and they stack up on a defender, but where's their midfield? So it's going to be the same issue.
Well, they could still have a midfield. They could still play with Ramsey, Pjanic, and Bentancourt. Maybe that's the midfield of the future. But they still need reinforcements.
Yes.
Paul Pogba.
Oh, man. If they get Umtiti, Paul Pogba, and like Chiesa, for example, that's it.
They need Salah too.
No.
Because Costa's getting out. They're selling Costa this season.
Oh, my God. Costa, come to Spurs.
How many more wingers do you guys need?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if we finally get rid of Lamela, which I don't know... Well, I don't know if it'll ever happen because Pochettino has like a love relationship with this guy.
He loves him too much. He said, probably says all the right things.
Argentinians, yeah.
Regardless, let's get back to the game.
Yeah. 2-1. They beat him.
Ronaldo, he tried to carry the team, man.
What else does he have to do, Ronaldo? He scored a hat trick last round to get them here, and he scored the only 2 goals that they scored against Ajax, one in the first leg, one in the second leg. So what else can the guy do? Nothing.
He can't do it all. He did all that he can.
And everyone's, his team let him.
Juventus fans.
Come on, guys.
Juventus fans know that Ronaldo can't put the team on his back.
Yeah.
And the rest of the team let Ronnie down. And it's just, right now, I didn't expect him to win the Champions League this season, but this just is a wake-up call for Juve to fix up the midfield.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure with Antonio Conte, we'll be seeing a powerful Juventus in the Champions League next year, which I'm very excited about because just because Antonio Conte
is back, yeah.
I will be rooting for them in Serie A.
I'll have my eyes on Juventus too if he goes because I told you I was a huge fan of Conte when he's at Chelsea. Don't know why you guys ever got rid of him, but we spoke about
him
that
last. You act like I wanted him.
It was all your fault, Anton.
I wanted
Holy
him
Holy shit, it was your fault.
Well, God damn it, it wasn't my fault.
All right, don't yell at me like that, okay? Let's get back to the topic. And the Ajax, man. Hey, yo, I saw some funny memes that it was posted with, like, Allegri. Like, kissing. I think he was holding, like, some sort of trophy.
Yeah.
And then they replaced it with the Ajax bottle.
Oh, my God.
Those Italian fans are going crazy.
They hate him.
Yeah.
They hate Allegri. My mind was like, I thought it was either Zidane or Conte, and Allegri would go to Man United, not Solskjaer getting
the permanent?
Yeah, the permanent job. But after this, I could see Allegri taking a year off.
And then probably coaching like a Prem team.
I can see him coaching Italy if the whole, Mancini experiment does not work out.
I could see that happening. I don't even know if he would have the goal to fit in the Premier League, actually.
No.
He's so average.
The thing is, he had the Angeli family protecting him for so long. And it comes a point where the owners of Juventus spent all this money on Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And got out at the quarterfinals.
Again. And last year they were actually lucky to even get past Spurs, I remember, in the round of 16.
Exactly.
They were going to lose against Spurs.
Buffon didn't die for this.
Exactly. But yeah, man, what do you think about Ajax? They're surprising everybody. They're contenders. 100%. They already knocked out Juve and Real Madrid, the two biggest clubs in the tournament.
I want them to win the Champions League.
They're in Spurs' way, man. So
I don't care.
I'm gonna put a halt to their fairy tale run right here and say Spurs are gonna beat them. And you know why? It's just because of like my weird superstition, like on how Spurs Champions League has been. Because technically, if you look back, Spurs shouldn't have even got out of the group stage. So this is crazy.
Could be a miracle season for you guys.
Exactly. Ajax for the past two rounds have had the away leg second. And they've had their home leg first. This is the first time in the knockout stages where it's flipped. Their away leg is first, so it's going to be at, you know, Tottenham's new ground. And their second leg is at home. So I think that plays actually an advantage for Spurs, given that we've been doing really good in our new stadium. And if we get a result at a home and we score an away goal, we're good. We're good. I have faith in the boys. And even though Son is going to be missing the first game and possibly questionable that Harry Kane might come back or not, I still think that Pochettino is, just as all the Spurs fans say,
he's going to put
Maurizio Pochettino. Oh, he's magic, you know.
God. God help us. All of us.
So, don't count Spurs out. You just said don't count Ajax. Don't count Spurs out, man.
All right, I'm listening. Don't count Spurs out. Can we enough talk about Spurs?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really excited.
You see the Chelsea flag over there?
I don't know. It's some ugly blue shit on the wall.
Yeah,
that
get
you
the
have
fuck
there.
Out of here.
Holy shit, that thing is terrible looking with some weird looking dragon on it.
It's a lion.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
You need glasses. That's
yeah,
what need.
That's all right, because I know you're going to bash on my logo, which is probably one of the worst logos in
club football. I don't need to say much. It's a chicken on a soccer ball. What the fuck you want me to say? It's a fucking chicken.
It's a cockerel. Get it right.
It's a fucking chicken.
God damn it. I took your line.
God damn it, Bruce.
Okay. Let's go on to Porto versus Liverpool, and yeah, there's not much to talk about this
not
one.
Not much to talk about.
Although I did mention in the last podcast, if there wasn't some blatant bad calls in the first leg, Porto probably would have had a shot at this, but Liverpool ran away with it. They ran away with it,
and apparently, even though they won, Mohamed Salah had a bust-up with Jurgen Klopp.
Did he?
They just had a bust-up. They had a disagreement on something. They weren't happy with each other, which is why the rumors are going crazy in Italy saying Juve wants Salah, which I would love to happen because get him the fuck out of Liverpool so I can love him again. Because right now, I hate him. Moving on.
What do you think of... let's go to Barcelona United.
That's where I was going.
We barely mentioned that one. And Barcelona Messi does messy things.
Barcelona just made a fools of Man United. 4-0. They didn't even get... At least everyone else got a goal.
Yeah, Man United didn't score at all.
Yeah.
And poor Man United fans who thought that, you know... I'm gonna give credit to Solskjaer where it's due.
He tried. And the problem is
he got him into a right mindset.
But like I said in the last podcast, you're not going to stop a front three of Messi, Suarez, and Coutinho with a defense
like Smalling, Lindelof, and Phil Jones.
Exactly.
See you around. And that's why my boy Messi just nutmegged my boy Fred, and Fred went back to Brazil real quick to Rio de Janeiro. And he slotted a home past apparently the best goalkeeper in the world, David De Gea. So, arguably.
By the way, what bothered me the most is that Man United fans on the internet were so fickle. They were so quick to blame.
Fickle!
They were so quick to butcher David De Gea, even though he kept them. He probably kept them at sixth by himself.
Yeah.
He kept them at sixth place.
And you never know, they might even. They still don't know. We'll talk about Prem and they might creep up, but they're after their shit season, they're deserving of sixth place.
Yes, yes.
Solskjaer just got them in the right state of mind, ready for the summer.
At the next leg, at the semifinals, it's going to be Tottenham versus Ajax. Wow, Barcelona will take on Liverpool.
What a cracking tie that is. Barcelona versus Liverpool. That should be like the final.
That should be the final.
That actually should be the final, but it's not because Spurs are going to be in the final, baby. Imagine, just, you think I'm annoying this podcast, Anton? Imagine in a few weeks' time, on June 1st, if Spurs make the Champions League final, and if we lift that damn trophy, that beautiful, I don't even know how big it is. Do you know how crazy I will be?
You won't show. It's either two things will happen.
If this they win, is going to be called Spurs halftime, not Pharaoh's halftime.
Right, relax. You need to relax. I need to take you up here. I need you down here.
That's gonna.
It's either that.
Take away our followers.
if it's either that or we'll be having a funeral in here.
But yeah, man, it's craziness. But all right, let's give our predictions, shall we?
Yeah, of course.
Let's go with Barcelona Liverpool first. This
Barcelona 3, Liverpool 2.
So Barcelona edge it
on aggregate.
To edge it.
On aggregate, the whole thing.
That's actually a pretty good prediction, damn it. Damn it, god damn it, that's a good prediction. Oh, man, this is so tough to call for me. But I don't know about the scoreline, but I have to agree with you in that Barcelona are just going to edge it.
Yeah.
Are just going to edge it. I think they have the better, like, quality, even though Virgil van Dijk, apparently nobody's dribbled past that 6 foot something or other in over a year.
Not yet.
Keyword.
And that's what Lionel Messi, even he said he's afraid of Lionel Messi.
Yeah, he came out saying, I have no idea how we're going to stop Messi.
And just see, right now Messi's licking, he's watching tape.
Yep.
In Camp Tito.
Yep.
Their training ground. He's right now watching tape of Virgil.
And Joel Matip.
And he's
that lanky motherfucker.
And he's licking his lips. He's like, God damn it!
Holy shit,
Luis!
Sweet cream on an ice cream sandwich. I'm gonna make these motherfuckers slip left and right.
Luis, get me my bib. It's feasting time.
We're crazy ass people. Anyway, yeah. Let's, okay, so Barcelona, we both agree, are going to the 100%. Champions League final. What about Tottenham Ajax?
Ajax. You're really going to ask a Chelsea fan, Tottenham Ajax.
Not being a Chelsea fan, as a neutral, who do you think can edge it?
Ajax. Here's why.
Why?
When it comes to ridiculous amounts of pressure,
yeah,
Tottenham lose their the players lose the plot. Case in point, Tottenham-Chelsea, the Battle of the Bridge 2 years ago when we gave Leicester the title.
Did you hear what you just said? 2 years ago. This is not the Spurs from 2 years ago.
Still, old habits die hard.
Yeah, but if that was the case, Tottenham wouldn't be in the Champions League semifinals, and Tottenham would have bottled it against Manchester City after conceding within the first 5 minutes. Old Tottenham would have conceded 5, and it would have been an embarrassment, and Pochettino would have been like, yo, what the fuck? I got them a win in the first leg, and they lost 5-0 in the second leg. That's old Spurs. That's why I don't think anyone should count them out, man. This is the Spurs of like grit and determination, and we've been grinding out results all season, so I'm gonna go for the upset. Well, not really upset, because it's an upset that both of these teams are on here, to be honest. So I think that the fact that they're in the semifinals and have gotten this far is a freaking awesome thing for soccer or football, since we're international followers now, Anton, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we made it big, man.
Why are you causing all the ruckus over here?
Will you relax?
I can't relax. Spurs are in the semifinals. Anyway, so yeah, it's crazy that these two are in the semifinal, and I think we're having like a repeat of what happened in the World Cup with just like unexpected people in the final. Like, that's what we're gonna have. One of these two teams, Spurs or Ajax, are going to the Champions League finals.
I know,
it's a crazy thing. Okay, so you said you think Ajax just because?
Well, no, they took down two powerhouses.
Yeah.
All right, that team is hungry.
And so are Spurs.
And it's young.
And so are Spurs.
And also, it's Tottenham. I've said, and you try to counter, they melt down when it's the big, big one. Also,
the big, big one was Man City.
Also, they're missing
Son. And Kane.
I don't know if Winks is going to be back in time.
It's all right. Pochettino, he will come up with a master plan.
Yes, we all know he's going to put, what's his name, Lucas, or what's the other
Lucas one? Probably or he'll probably play with Llorente up top, honestly. He's probably start with Llorente and then have Eriksen, Dele Alli, and Lucas Moura behind him, which I'm fine with. Lucas, Llorente got us the freaking vital goal to get us here, so he's putting in shift, man. He's got to come up with some important goals, even though they haven't been many this year. Fuck it, I'll take it, man. I'll take it. Imagine having a 30... Wasn't Chelsea after Llorente? Weren't they after him? Or they were after an older striker?
We were after Llorente.
Yeah,
Conte, bro. Conte had a hard-on for him.
That's it. So even he brings some sort of presence. He's got that veteran, like, you know, instinct. So fuck it, man. I'll take it. If it gets us places, I'll take it.
All right.
But, but yeah. So you think Ajax, Barcelona. If that's the case, I would be kind of devastated. But not as much because I'm so proud of them, man. So we can make it this far. I'm just proud.
All right. So are we done talking about Spurs?
Yes. Okay. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
My God. This was the Spurs show.
I apologize.
30 minutes. I want you to look at
that
clock.
I apologize to all the listeners this episode that I spoke about Spurs. But this is the last time on this episode that I'll mention them. You have my word.
30 minutes of Spurs, bro.
I'm so, no, it wasn't all Spurs.
I know, that's true. I'm just busting your chops.
I know. Let's go to your boys, shall we? In the Europa League, who had a scare, actually.
As I mentioned earlier in the pod, folks, they...
Before I interrupted you.
This is the most disrespectful shit ever.
I'm sorry.
My own fucking house, too.
Don't take it to heart, Anton. This is
all
fun
games. I
take
everything to fucking heart. Well, God damn it! I take everything to heart. It's real to me. Regardless, we turn into idiots every time.
Can't believe we did that on the same time.
We did. We turned into idiots every time the second half comes. Slava, they gave us a scare. They came back. They were playing their asses off. And props to them.
Yeah.
They showed up.
Scored three goals in.
They showed up when we didn't. And they took advantage and we got punished for it.
Yep.
This can't keep happening. Something has to happen. I want a change in personnel and I want a change in that sorry ass coach sucks at Maurizio Sarri. I swear to you, if I ever see him, I am Batista bombing him through the table and taking his cigarettes and smoking them.
I really don't know why Chelsea fans don't like him. I really don't. If we had a live stream, which we will probably do, folks, real soon, you should see how Anton's giving me this look and going crazy on his chair with his nice blue headphones. Anton, breathe, breathe.
No.
Shanti. Shanti. Okay, well, I don't know if you want to vent or not, but...
No, I'm just tired of saying the same old story every week. The guy doesn't change his tactics. Jorginho's been exposed, all right? The defense is just not good enough. He doesn't want to change his personnel. He started changing them recently, but he was so damn stubborn that he wouldn't do it.
He was stubborn.
He didn't change tactics. He didn't adapt them like other coaches did. Pep adapted.
Yep.
Conte adapted.
Yep.
Klopp adapted.
Yep. I agree, but...
This clown is just another Mourinho.
So
he's an older, less attractive, nicotine-addicted Mourinho, minus the parking the bus. He just plays a bullshit version of Tiki Taka, repackaged as Sarriball, or as the Italian journalists call it, Sarissimo, which is supposed to sound sexy, but doesn't. It just sounds creepy.
I always find it hilarious when you go off on your Chelsea rants, man. It's freaking great. But
my God!
So let me just explain myself as to why I want him to stay.
Because then Spurs will always be above Chelsea on the table.
That's actually not one of the reasons. That's three reasons. Thank you for giving me a third reason. But one, because I generally think that if you guys give him time,
he'll be a good coach and he'll do a good job. Yes, we've heard the same old tired story before.
And you guys, you are just like any other typical Chelsea fan, and just how like that holy shit club is run. You guys just want to change managers every 2 years.
Should have never changed managers in the first place.
This is true. This is true. Okay.
I keep saying this.
I know. But
we found the holy grail in this beautiful Italian man sent to us by God himself. And we just, Chelsea Football Club being Chelsea Football Club, being run by the pissants that they are.
Just got rid of him.
Bruce Buck, Marina Granikowska, Eugene Tenenbaum. They just pissed it all away just because Conte, and I'm not defending him on this. Yes, he fucked up.
Yeah.
He made mistakes. He told Diego Costa to fuck up through a text message.
Yeah.
It wasn't needed, but fuck, you don't have to hold it against him the entire fucking season and wait for him to disrespectfully sack him after he wins you the fucking FA Cup.
Got it. I will never ask you that question again. You made it loud and clear. But your guys are in this brighter talk. You guys made it. You're in the semifinals of the Europa League. I think it's going to be
against who, mind you? Against
Frankfurt. Who we said last time that they might score two goals when they're home,
and they got through. By the way, that front three,
yeah,
that has Jovic in them,
yeah.
If we turn off the way we do in the second half,
they're gonna punish you guys.
Exactly, they will punish us.
Exactly.
It's not an if, it's a when.
Do not sleep on Frankfurt. Do not sleep on that front three. They're having their fairy tale story of their own, and by God damn it, they might win the Europa League. But it's going to be very interesting semifinals. If Chelsea don't get their shit together...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Frankfurt easily in the final.
Exactly. And then we have Arsenal. We wanted Napoli. Napoli couldn't do the solid. Carlo Ancelotti is just not the coach he used to be.
And this is going to be surprising coming from me, being a Spurs fan. But I'm actually going to applaud Arsenal and just getting rid of Napoli. Napoli didn't score a goal. Pathetic. And Arsenal getting the 2-0 away home win and the first leg, getting a 1-0 win in the second leg.
They suck in Europe.
Arsenal, good job, Napoli guys, coming from a Spurs fan. Good job.
Napoli sucks in Europe. I don't know why, but they're just stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And Valencia had that tie wrapped up since the first leg.
Yeah, that was that those three away goals just.
Yeah, they
just
ruined them.
Yeah, they just ruined.
Arsenal Valencia sounds like an awesome semifinal.
It is going to be a good game to watch.
That sounds like an open, fun game.
Unai Emery used to coach Sevilla. I probably had some fantastic battles when he coached Sevilla, Valencia. Yep. So he knows. I'm pretty sure he knows Valencia, knows the players, knows how to count on them and everything. So that's gonna be. I'm hoping. I don't know who I'd rather face.
Yeah, I was about to ask you.
If Chelsea make the final, I don't know who I'd rather face. I'd probably rather face Valencia.
I don't even know, man. This is going to be difficult.
It's going to be difficult. It's just going to be... We're not the favorite.
Yeah. And props also to Valencia. They've been a team that also could do, like, so many good things in the past couple of years. And finally, they're kind of living up to their name. And now they're in the Europa League semifinals. So,
yeah.
I wish them the best. I do. They have some nice players, man, that are never mentioned. They have that guy, Rodrigo Moreno, who's a beast. They got that midfield maestro, Denny Parejo, that nobody talks about. They got some solid players, man. Jose Gaya, the left back. I don't know. They could go all the way. They could go all the way. But let's say Chelsea make the final, and let's say Arsenal make the final. Then we could have a possibly all-English final in the Europa League and the Champions League.
This is true.
What chaos would that cause?
It would cause chaos because it was just a few years ago,
uh-huh.
English teams couldn't get to the finals of any European competition.
And now, I think it was the first time in like 30 years that there's two semifinalists in the... In the Champions League and two semifinalists in the Europa League at the same time that are English in like 30 plus years or some shit like that.
I got English football.
English football is back.
Yeah, I guess they got their shit together.
Yeah, which is good for them because, you know, Prem is, in my opinion, the most difficult league in the world.
It is the most difficult league in the world.
So, yeah, let's move on from the Prem. Let's move on from the Champions League. Let's move on from the Europa League and talk about a league that we don't really give much attention to. And this might be an ear opener or... I don't even know what the expression is for some of our viewers and listeners. Because we're about to talk about the Bundesliga.
You mean the Bayern show?
Not really. Because Dortmund are actually giving them a good-ass title race. And it's match week 30 out of 34. So we're coming down to a very entertaining...
It is a very tight race over there.
But I do have to say, Bayern did thrash them the other week when Del Clasiquer... I can't even say
their,
that word.
Der Clasiquer.
Der Clasiquer. Was on. Sorry that we botched the German language there, but they swept them away, man. What was it, like 5-0? I think it was 5-0 that they...
Let's check it out.
They literally just like... They're like, why are you guys even here, and why are you guys even giving us a freaking title race.
It was a 5-0. Yeah, 5-0 on that is...
Dortmund did not show up that day, and it was a... At least they could have gotten a draw, and they would have still been top.
For the players that Dortmund have, and like the way just Bayern have been playing all season, a lot of Bayern fans can complain they're not playing their best Bayern football.
No, I don't... I think a lot of the fans want Niko Kovac out because of their trash Champions League campaign and the fact that Bayern
Bayern have been having trash Champions League campaigns since Pep. Mm-hmm. Yup, Heineke is back in 2013. That was the end of an era for them.
Didn't he come back for like a year?
He came back for a year, but they still couldn't get it done.
Exactly. And like, what was the man going to do? He was like 75. Like,
exactly. He's not going to come in for...
Not that I'm saying 75-year-olds are incapable of anything, but...
I can see Allegri actually going to Bayern.
No, didn't you say the last podcast that it's possibly Mourinho?
No, I said Mourinho to PSG.
No, you said Mourinho to Bayern.
I didn't say that.
You did. I remember.
Did I say that?
Yeah, but that still would be a not
it's not bad. A bad fit. No, the thing is, like, it's been a week and a lot happened.
But I think Mourinho wouldn't fit there because Bayern's always
fit. I look at it now, he wouldn't fit.
Bayern have always been an attacking team and like goal threats and you know, they got one of the best strikers in the world.
No, I said Mourinho's going back to Inter.
Did you?
Yeah, I said Mourinho's going back to Inter.
We'll go back to a few episodes. I'm pretty sure you said Bayern.
Pretty sure it's Inter.
But they're Bayern, you know, give them some, you know, credit where it's due. They're already starting to rebuild. They already got Benjamin Pavard and Lucas Hernandez as defensive reinforcements because their defense has been shit.
What's up with Alaba?
Alaba's gone. Apparently he's going to Arsenal, according to reports. Because apparently Arsenal was his, like, boyhood club. And, like, Bayern fans want him out and, like, he's probably just, like, not playing his best, so...
He don't give a fudge.
Yeah, and I think I could see him on Arsenal, actually. He would be a decent fit there. I thought he was going to go to City, because the City also needed a left-back, given Benjamin Mendy's inconsistent, like, injury-prone season.
Benjamin Mendy's good. He's just made out of glass.
Yeah, and I could see Alaba kind of going there, too.
No, City's going to go for they're going to go all in with Zinchenko.
Zinchenko? You think so?
He's young.
You think Pep's going to give him faith?
Yeah, he still has a high...
If
Pep stays.
He will stay.
Pep stays.
Fraud. All right,
him and his stupid friends.
Let's go to the standings real quick because I want to address a couple of interesting talking points. See, the thing about the Bundesliga is if it's not a two horse race, then it's kind of difficult to watch because there is such a gap between the first like two spots and then like from fourth down it's kind of all the teams are like average. Like, why is a team like Bayer Leverkusen, who have a pretty solid team, in 8th place with only 45 points after 30 games? That's just, like, abysmal.
Inconsistencies.
To me. They have players like Leon Bailey, who's everybody's after, Kevin Volland, Karim Bellarabi. They have some serious talent.
They have good talent.
Jonathan Tah, like, this big German defender.
I think these young talents just know that the Bundesliga is, like... Okay, you look at this chart.
Yeah.
Aside from Bayern...
Yeah.
Dortmund and Leverkusen.
Uh-huh. Leipzig is good too.
But who is a world-class club you dream of playing for? Besides those three teams. I don't even consider...
Bayer Leverkusen?
Yeah, world-class anymore. Because they've been just falling off for the past few years.
They used to be in the Champions League and used to do well, but now they just fell off.
You look at Serie A.
Yeah.
How many teams do they have you want to play for? I want to play for Inter. I want to play for Roma. Yeah. I want to play for, what's it called, for Juventus, or I want to play for Milan. No, but or you look at the Premier League, I want to play for Man U.
Yeah.
I want to play for Chelsea. I want to play for Spurs. I want to play, how many of them, like, call that out? You look at Bundesliga, I want to play for Dortmund.
but here's another thing that I want to talk about. Teams that were powerhouses before and used to do very well, like Bayer Leverkusen.
Hoffenheim was a powerhouse too back in the day.
Hoffenheim, but... Look where Schalke is.
That is true.
Schalke's in 15th place, almost battling for relegation.
Well, here's the thing. They don't get the money or the TV deals that other teams get. The Serie A just got a TV deal.
Uh-huh. Bundesliga definitely should. They're only on, what, Fox Sports here in the States?
But the thing is, they don't get the German TV deal money that
they should.
That they should, like the Premier League got or the Serie A got. No, I don't think that German... Because also you have to take in account that German TV stations are all run by the state.
Correct.
So it's not like here mm-hmm. or in England or in Italy where you have conglomerates.
Yeah.
Giving them money. So state's not going to give you money.
No, but I also feel like some billionaire owner somewhere should just take one of these teams and rebuild, kind of like how, you know, Milan is kind of back in the Serie A.
Because Milan is actually owned by a hedge fund right now because the Chinese never paid off their debts.
Oh, really? So they're gone?
No. They still have money.
Oh, okay.
It's just a hedge fund that's just running it now.
I see.
So this group of investors, guys that run a hedge fund are like, you know what? We got the soccer club.
Yeah.
God damn it, let's play!
See, but like, I feel like if somebody, you know, whoever that billionaire is, comes into the Bundesliga and takes a team, let's say, for example, like Wolfsburg, who's our ninth place, and makes Wolfsburg, now it's a three-horse race in the Bundesliga every year with Bayern, Dortmund, and Wolfsburg. That would be more entertaining.
It would
like
be.
They need. I think their problem is that they need more money, just like you said. Like they need to get more attraction for people to watch it, and the players that go there need to like want
also,
to go there.
Also, I'm not trying to shit on the Bundesliga.
No, we're not. This is just our.
But what's it opinions. Called? But how many times do you hear people in the States? I want to watch the Werder game. I want to watch the Hoffenheim game. I want to watch. All you hear is Bayern and Dortmund, and Fox seldom play. They only play those on days where people are working.
Exactly.
You look at Bundesliga, because Bundesliga times are a bit different.
They are. They're like on Fridays.
Yes.
And
people are at work.
Yeah.
They're not going to watch those games.
And like I that's a great point, because like, who's going to say, oh, I'm looking forward to Mainz versus Hertha Berlin today?
People are more excited about
Crystal Palace versus West Ham.
Exactly. Because also, you have a lot of British expats here.
Yeah.
That watch these games.
Exactly. So, I think that they need to do some sort of TV deal, just like you said, or get some sort of money in from somewhere. And also, I think a team like Frankfurt this year has been putting a great name on German football. The fact that they're like, you know, and what are they in the Bundesliga now? Frankfurt, where are they?
They're fourth.
So they're playing very well. They're fourth place. But, like, they were probably never like this.
Yeah.
So they need to just fix something. I don't know what it is. Get some more money in. Get more attractive
Bundesliga
players.
Bundesliga fans.
Yeah.
If you have an idea, give us a shout out in the comment. Please. Comment on our... Give us a DM so we can bring it up in the next talking point.
Exactly. And see how Bayern is just, like... They're the powerhouse. You need more powerhouses. That's
exactly.
All it is.
It, and that's the problem. It becomes boring when you have one team dominating everything.
You need this is exactly
what
they need.
That's why no one watches the French League.
They need a top six. You know how or a big six, just like the Prem. You know how the Prem has six big teams that can always go far?
Serie A also has six big teams.
The Bundesliga needs that. They can't just have two.
So
does PSG. So does the French League. The French League only really has one. Except the other teams are very like underperforming. Like
they're just underperforming.
Lyon and Marseille and Nice. And
French people are just so pat. They don't even watch the games anymore.
Yeah.
They're like, Marseille is playing.
Yeah.
Sacre bleu.
Even though my boy, Super Mario Balotelli is on Marseille now.
They have good players and good teams.
Yeah, Florian Thauvin, they have beast players.
It's funny, Paille. But also, I just want to point out, and talking about the French League, you notice that most of those players that in that World Cup, France World Cup winning squad, don't play in the French League?
Most of them
play
outside,
abroad.
Yeah, abroad. Like, and even the players that do, like, for example, Adil Rami, for example, Florian Thauvin, didn't get any minutes in the
exactly.
World Cup. Exactly. So,
the only one who... Wait, Pavard, though.
Pavard plays in Stuttgart.
He's
in
playing
Germany.
Stuttgart, so I just want to make sure.
And he's going to Bayern, actually. We said we mentioned that. So, yeah. That's Bundesliga need a top six. That's the solution.
Yep, they do.
A big six, I should say.
Go buy something. We should buy a club.
But, yeah, man. Let's. What do you want to do? Preview some Prem?
Let's preview some Prem. We'll just recap real quick. Do a quick recap.
On what happened last game week?
Yeah. Won't go too deep into it because you probably all know what happened.
I'm not going to mention the one result that I want to talk about because I said that I'm not going to mention this team anymore during this podcast. So you could take over that if you
would
like.
Yes, Tottenham 4, Huddersfield in. The end. And Antonio has a boner. The end.
Thanks.
So Newcastle beat Leicester.
I can't get over that.
Our prediction was wrong. We thought Leicester was going to win.
Yeah.
But
Newcastle coming out with a big away win.
Like Rafa Benitez trying to like save his job.
Yep.
Bournemouth.
Five
during Brighton.
Yep. Brighton are almost down, by the way. We'll talk about what the positioning, given that it's almost the end of the Prem.
Yeah. Fulham Once they get relegated, they start winning games again. They beat Everton.
Yeah. I think we spoke about these results, by the way.
Did we?
I have a feeling we did. We spoke about like half of them. And
there Yes. We didn't talk. We have to talk about Liverpool, Chelsea.
Yes.
Fuck Liverpool. They can go to hell. Fuck Maurizio Sarri. Fuck everyone. Fuck. God damn it, pal. I can't take this. This also goes into my thing about we play so damn inconsistent. And it's ridiculous.
And I have to shout out one Chelsea player, Antonio Rudiger. Because once Rudiger went off when it was in like the 35th or 40th
he got injured,
then Chelsea went to shit. So he really pulls that back line together.
How many times have I been saying Rudiger is
a tank.
Rudiger is a tank. Not even, he's the only one on that team.
That plays for the badge.
Plays for the badge.
And Aspi and the few other players we mentioned last time.
Aspi, Hudson-Odoi,
yeah.
Loftus-Cheek. My dude, Loftus-Cheek, get that surgery. Get healthy, baby.
Yeah,
We need you next season. Fuck this season.
Need you as a neutral fan because I like you as a damn player.
Shut up.
Don't shut up. I like him.
This season is done.
Yeah.
Get the surgery. Go to Boston. Go to the Andrews Institute in the United States. Triple H goes there. It's great.
Uh huh.
Get your therapy. Get that back therapy. Get that core locked in.
Yep.
And come back and be the tank that you are. Next season, because we cannot afford any more slip-ups next season.
Yeah.
Not especially with that cigarette-eating fraud at the helm. Moving on.
Let's talk about the Salah goal, though.
No. It was a good goal.
Phenomenal goal. It was just a quick snapshot. Fired and top
I just corner. Wanted awesome. I want Salah to go to Juventus so I could love him again. Because right now, I really hate him.
You know why? You know what? You know, I agree with you on that. Because every time Liverpool versus the team I'm not going to mention anymore, he scores against them.
Here's the thing.
It's a love-hate relationship
since
with him.
Salah went to Liverpool, they've become the most insufferable, annoying club. And their fans. I love the listeners.
Yeah.
But I hate the keyboard warriors.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yes. No, they are... They are loud. Let's just say that. Let's keep it at that.
Loud is an understatement.
Yeah.
Moving on. We needed Watford to do the job for us. They couldn't be homies. They let us down.
Yep.
Again.
Arsenal with a crucial away win in their hopes to get Champions League football, which is looking really, really tight with only a few games left.
I don't even want
to
talk.
Let's go to the standings, shall we? Standings. Oh, geez. As it stands. Liverpool stay in first with a game in hand for Manchester City, who are in second, with only 2 points adrift. Spurs in third with 67 points, just creeping behind them. Arsenal in fourth. I don't know why I'm speaking in this tone of voice, but Chelsea, your beloved, are in fifth. And Manchester United, who I believe will stay at sixth place with their current 66 points. It's the number 666, which means no good for the world.
I just want to point out that Arsenal are only above Chelsea because of goal differentials.
Yeah.
Had they not been stupid and conceded, David Luiz not been dumb and conceded so many goals, that wouldn't be the case.
Oh, I take that back. Manchester United only have 64 points. I take that back. That 6-6 joke was stupid. Yep. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think we gave our prediction, so we don't have to do that again on what's going to happen. Just keep your eye out, folks, because it's a race to the end. I can't even speak.
Let's go to tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Manchester City blank versus
against
blank.
Against Tottenham.
Thanks.
It's going to be a repeat. Man City's going to be out for blood just for shits and giggles. I think
this one's going to end in a draw.
I think it'll end 1-0 City.
I think I'm going 1-1.
Okay.
I'm going 1-1 because Spurs won the first one. City won the second one. This one has to be a tie. It's just written in the history books.
Let's see.
I'm waking my candy ass up at 7:30 in the morning to watch that.
West Ham, Liverpool, Leicester, excuse me. West Ham, Leicester. I think one of those inconsistent teams that like anything goes.
What's that beautiful brown skull thinking?
I think it's going to be a draw, 2-2.
That's not a bad shout.
Wolves, Brighton. Wolves playing that disgusting, beautiful counter-attacking football.
Yeah. Wolves win, but they lost last week to Southampton. So
they had an off day.
Everyone's allowed an off day, I guess.
2-0 Wolves.
I'm in.
Everton, Man United.
Man United for the loss.
I like it.
For the loss.
1-0 Everton.
Yep. Just
your
like
boy,
they
did. Your boy Richarlison scores the goal.
Just like they beat Arsenal 1-0, they're going to beat Manchester United 1-0.
Richarlison for the goal.
Let's do it.
Arsenal, Crystal Palace. We need Crystal Palace to do the solid for the boys. Is it going to happen? I doubt it because my luck is trash. So I'm saying Arsenal 2, Crystal Palace 0. As much as I hate to say this.
Chelsea, Burnley. Burnley are tough, man.
They play Park the Bus whenever we play them. Yep. I expect a 0-0 draw. Moving on.
Cardiff City for the win against Liverpool to save their relegation hopes.
I hope so because Liverpool fans would be crying up a storm. Yep. I hope Virgil van Dijk slipped this game. That's the game I hope he slips in.
He's not going to slip, man.
You never know.
He's not going to slip.
The weather is rainy in England this time of year, especially in Cardiff.
In Wales, maybe.
Newcastle, Southampton. Southampton.
For the win, really?
I think so.
Interesting. I could see that being a draw.
1-0, Southampton.
All right.
Bournemouth, Fulham. Fulham are going to continue with their winning ways.
I could see some goals in this one.
4-3. Fulham.
Damn, you think Fulham's going to win 4-3?
They've been winning the past three games.
Did they?
They won the last two. Off the top of my head, they won the last two. I'm not sure about the other one, but they've been winning ways ever since they got relegated. They decided to come up now. Oh, now y'all decide to show up.
Oh, now you'll decide to show up. What the... Holy shit. You wake up and when there's match day 35? I don't understand these people.
Well, God damn it, Bruce. We can't have them doing a job like that.
They're already fucking relegated.
Take the title off them, we put it on Rock. God damn it, Bruce.
You're doing pretty good, actually.
I do.
That's been the theme of the podcast this episode, folks. But yeah.
We still have one more.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Huddersfield.
Watford, Huddersfield. I think Huddersfield are going to get the upset over Watford just because Watford's just stupid.
Okay. Sounds good. Even though Watford are in the FA Cup final, by the way, against Manchester City. So we're going to hope that Watford does us a solid that game and beats Pep and the Manchester City Blue.
That'd be freaking hilarious.
That would be awesome. I'm gonna buy a Watford jersey if they. Okay, here we go. This is episode 19 of Pharaoh's Halftime. If Watford beat Manchester City in the FA Cup final, which I don't even know, it should be coming up soon. I will be pictured on the Pharaoh's Halftime page with a Watford Troy Deeney jersey. Mark my words. Just for shits and giggles.
Well, we know City's going to, save you a couple of dollars, so it's not going to happen. But we'll hold it against you here.
Hold it against me.
All right. So Huddersfield 2, Watford 0.
Fine.
And that's match day.
Wait, was there one more on the bottom? Oh, no.
Well, they have to play again on Tuesday because they had that.
Yeah, there's some.
The FA Cup it was delayed from match day 31. So Watford, Southampton.
Southampton again because Watford's inconsistent.
And then we have on the 23rd, the same thing, a repeat of match 33.
Tottenham-Brighton?
Yeah.
And there's a couple, there's a bunch of stuff all over the place, really.
The delay of the match repeat of match day 31.
Yep.
Wolves-Arsenal. Wolves, they'll do the solid for us.
Hear me out. Tomorrow, huge game for Manchester City against Spurs. Moving on to Wednesday, they have another game against Manchester United at Old Trafford. These two games are season-defining for them. Actually, the past three games...
because the title is done. Liverpool are going to screw it up. Accept it.
I don't think so, man. They have a huge game tomorrow against Spurs and United a big test away from home. I think Liverpool's got this one in the bag if they just stay consistent and win. I don't see City beating United away from home. I really don't. I think it's going to be a draw at least. I think they're going to drop some points somewhere.
Well, Pogba loves a goal against City, so you can expect that to happen.
He scored two against them last year when they were supposed to wrap up the title, and they actually came back from a 2-0 deficit and won 3-2. So
delay the celebrations.
Manchester United will probably just be annoying and haul to Manchester City, which is apparently they love doing that because they're rivals and stuff. But hell, it makes for excellent television, Anton. And as a neutral fan, I love excellent television.
You want excellent television?
Yes.
Consistently?
Go ahead.
Well, the off season's coming. We're going to start watching WWE a lot more.
This is true.
SummerSlam will be around the corner.
This is true. That's some good TV. Some good TV.
Folks. God damn it, Bruce.
Holy shit. I think it is time for a word from our sponsors, Anton. What do you think?
Damn it, Bruce. Play that shit.
From everyone here at Pharaoh's Halftime, which includes myself, Antonio, and my good friend Anton, I don't know why I'm talking in these weird accents today.
God damn it!
I'm sorry. But we just wanted to say, we wish you guys a nice evening. We hope you guys keep listening to us and giving us your feedback. We hope you smash that follow button on Instagram at @PharohsHalftime10. And we'll be doing our 20th episode next time, which we will reveal the winner of our nice raffle or giveaway or whatever you want to call it. And Anton, yeah, any last comments?
Nope. That's it. God damn it! Yeah, that was that one.
Holy shit! Have a nice night.
Stay blessed, y'all.
Peace.